You are dialed in to the good stuff. And we've got some good things coming up. I've got a piece, Mike, I'm not saying it's old, but it was typed on a typewriter.
Oh, not long ago. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Valentine in Cherry County. Lots of things to do this fall. Maybe just enjoy the night skies with a nice campfire out at Merritt Reservoir or one of the other numerous campgrounds in the area. Or pick yourself up at Airbnb and a trip down the Niobrara River. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, because I love to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. If agriculture is your focus, then you need to be tuned in to Tri-State Livestock News. They have a lot online. Just go to tsln.com. But they also have a weekly publication that I think you're really going to appreciate. You can sit back in the chair, relax, have your cup of coffee, and stay current with what's going on in the agricultural world. It's Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, I'm interested to see who and what it is that somebody sent in on a typewriter.
All right. Well, I don't know who. I mean, I know who gave it to us. Dolores Colburn out of Valentine, Nebraska, sent this to us. And like I said, I don't know how old it is, but it is typed out. It's called Cracking Down. Reverend Bob Carlin Schreffler sends us a copy of a notice which appeared on the bulletin board of the Cleveland, Ohio Credit Bureau. It was sent to him by his sister-in-law, who is employed there. It is safe to assume it didn't remain on the board long. I think you'll find out why. It goes as such. To all personnel. Subject, absenteeism. It has been brought to my attention that the attention record of this organization is a disgrace to credit bureaus, which, at your request, has given you a job. Due to your lack of consideration for your jobs with so fine an organization, as shown by such frequent absenteeism, the following changes are in effect as of today. We'll start with sickness. No excuse. We will no longer accept your doctor's statement as proof, as we believe that if you are able to go to the doctor, you can come to work. Death, other than your own. This is no excuse. There is nothing you can do for them, and we are sure that someone else with a lesser position can attend to the arrangements. However, if the funeral can be held in the late afternoon, we'll be glad to give you off 1 hour early, provided that your work is ahead enough to keep the job going in your absence. Now, a leave of absence. This would be for an operation. We are no longer allowing this practice. We wish to discourage any thoughts that you may need an operation, as we believe that as long as you are an employee here, you will need all of whatever you have and should not consider having anything removed. We hired you as you are, and to have anything removed would certainly make you less than we bargained for. And the final topic, death. Now, this one is your own. This will be accepted as an excuse, but we would like 2 weeks' notice, as we feel it is your duty to teach someone else your job. Also, entirely too much time is being spent in the restrooms. In the future, we will follow the practice of going to the restrooms in alphabetical order. For instance, those whose names begin with an A will go from 8 to 8:15. B will go from 8:15 to 8:30, and so on. If you are unable to go at your designated time, it will be necessary to wait until the next day when your turn comes again. It's called cracking down.
Well, that is a little bit rough, isn't it?
Indeed.
So I have a short story about, a sentimental story about a man calling his mother in Florida.
Oh, really?
And, of course, he opens up the conversation by saying, "Mom, how are you?" "Not too good," said the mother. "I've been very weak." The son said, "Well, why are you so weak?" And she sighed and said, "Because I haven't eaten in 38 days. The son said, "Well, that's terrible. Why haven't you eaten in 38 days? The mother answered, "Because I didn't want my mouth to be filled with food if you should call."
Whoa.
Little bit of a guilt trip on that one.
Little stabbity stab stab, I think. Not quite sure.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, well, you know how to do that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to some great radio stations like Sturgis, South Dakota's KBHB, 810 AM. It's Big 81 Ranch Radio.
Also, Miles City, Montana, KMTA, 1050 AM, KYUS, 92.3 FM.
We appreciate you listening to this station and the good stuff.